All right, and here we are on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show for another week. I'm your host, Matt. Thanks for tuning in. This is a show broadcast from the UBC station CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcast every week at this time and all around the world. You could be listening at any time, any place, anywhere on this large planet of ours. And if you like Australian music, this is the place to be. For especially, well, I have a thing for older music, I guess. I'm a bit of a music historian, so I'll always play some great older music straight up front, and then into the newer Australian music and fresh sounds from Canada here in my current location, far from where I'm from, far from where I learnt all about this great music growing up. And that's why I guess my vision is to play a music that means a lot to me that maybe a few other people out there here in North America might really appreciate and be inspired by. And if you're a songwriter yourself, or if you're someone who really loves really good songwriting, well, today is a real treat for you, because I'm going to be featuring a classic album in its entirety by the Go-Betweens, arguably the greatest real pop group to come out of Australia, like in terms of really good classic songwriting. And of course, I've played them before, and you can find other episodes of this show. Quick plug here: if you go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, you will get a full radio show blog. So each week you'll have a full set list, a link to a podcast, and also a film clip each week I put up. So yeah, I've had played the Go-Betweens before, but not a full album, and not this one. And I'm featuring 16 Lovers Lane today from 1988, and I'm doing that because I found this album at a local record store here in Vancouver just last weekend, sitting up like on a feature shelf, and I was like, oh my god, I have to have this. This is a reissue from 2004. The album came out in 1988 originally, and it is one of the classics. And there's three albums by the Go-Betweens in particular that I guess are fan favourites in the canon of Go-Betweens albums. So 1986 with Liberty Bell and the Black Diamond Express, 1987 with Tallulah, and then this album, 1988, 16 Lovers Lane. And I'll tell you a lot about the album as we go through, and more about the Go-Betweens, of course. But let's get right into the music to give you a flavour for why I'm raving about this band. You'll soon see what I mean. Grant McLennan and Robert Forster are the two songwriters in the band, and the first track is a Grant McLennan track called Love Goes On. Here it is, the Go-Betweens from 1988.
There's a cat in my alleyway, dreaming of birds that are blue. Sometimes go when I'm lonely, this is how I think about you. There are times that I want you so much I could bust. I know a thing about lovers lie down in trust. Love goes on anyway. Love goes on anyway. The people next door got their problems, they got things they can't name. And I know a thing about lovers, lovers don't feel any shame. Late at night when the light's down low, the candle burns to the end. I know a thing about darkness, darkness ain't my friend. Love goes on anyway. Love goes on anyway.
I'm gonna spin you around. I'm gonna cut your string. To Sheridan Street by the dark hardwood. Late at night when I want you, I lock you in my room. 'Cause I don't think about darkness, I don't think about lovers, I don't think about lovers. Lovers want love. Love goes on.
feet underwater, standing in a sunken canoe, looking up at the water lilies, their green and violet blue. And still the sun it finds a place to lie to me. And still the sun it finds that it's warm beside me. Green and violet blue, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, I want to be the one when love is a sign. The letters that we're writing, baby, they just break our heart. And when we're back together again, there's just no time to stop. No time to restore. It's all on the ground. What you've been doing against what I found. This is what I found. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, I want to be the one and love is a sign. Playboy or a poet, there's no cool water from the well. I wish you had a big house and that your work would start to sell. Wave after wave, our tension and our tenderness. Wave after wave, our tension and our tenderness. Green and violet blue, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, I wanna be the one love is a sign. I know I'll see you again. The world's too big or too small, and I won't be the madman then. It'll be me that's come to call. Me in freezing weather, snow cuffs on my wrist, you down by the river, and London no longer exists. This is what I found. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, I wanna be the one.
UBC Bookstore is having a student appreciation sale March 14th. Their way of saying thanks for all your support this past academic year. There will be snacks, DJs, and karaoke. Oh yeah, and discounts too. 25% off giftware, clothing, and stationery, 10% off computer accessories, and 20% off all general books. Visit the main store from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or the solder store from 10 to 5. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support your UBC campus.
So we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. And this week, at the start of the show, we're featuring the entire album 16 Lovers Lane by the Go-Betweens, that classic band featuring Robert Forster and Grant McLennan as the main songwriting pair and weren't those three strong songs there. This is a beautiful album, all, you know, about love, a lot of melancholy, heartbreak and joy and all the range of emotions associated with love. This album is a real wonderful testament for the expression of love. I know there's a lot of albums that have attempted to do that in the years. I think, and a lot of people do think, this is one of the greatest. And the band itself, of course, for anyone who's not overly familiar, the band is from Brisbane in Australia, formed in 1977 with Grant McLennan and Robert Forster, meeting at university, finding themselves a very like mind, and very different sort of guys, but together they form an amazing partnership. The band went on to achieve, I guess, cult status all around the world in certain pockets. They spent a lot of time in London, England, and actually this album, which came out in 1988, was an album that they recorded after returning from London, and their long-term bass player split with the band, and they were in quite a fair bit of turmoil. And it wasn't the easiest album to produce, apparently, but the strength of the songs shows that something amazing was happening at the time for them. So you've heard three songs already. Love Goes On, Quiet Heart, Love Is a Sign. And next we'll go into track four, You Can't Say No Forever. Just a little bit more information, though. So this came out in 1988. And it was basically the final release of the original run of the band. They broke up afterwards, stayed split up for a good 10 years or so before reforming again. The Go-Betweens put out a few more albums in their second incarnation before, of course, the untimely death of Grant McLennan at quite a young age. I think he was 50-odd or not even that. He died a few years ago, and that, of course, ended the second run of the band. And those few albums were very, very good. But as I said, this 16 Lovers Lane is sort of one of the triumvirate of the three core albums that a lot of fans hold up as being the all-time classics. So let's go into track four, You Can't Say No Forever. There's 10 tracks in all, so let's keep going. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and feature on the Go-Betweens album 16 Lovers Lane. Hope you enjoy this.
Stone to the ground, please take out the garbage. get you out of my sight. Don't wanna let you onto your flight. The fortune teller might have been right. The battle world can turn your hair white. And sometimes we don't come through. Sometimes we just get by. But I know with you I've never seen the devil's eye. Don't wanna have to say a goodbye. Don't wanna wipe the tear from your eye. I took this chance to write a message. It's just to say that I'll miss you. And sometimes we don't come through. Sometimes we just get by. But I know with you I've never seen the devil's eye. Sometimes we don't come through. Sometimes we just get by. But I know with you I've never seen the devil's eye.
Ride your river.
Music, the art of sound and time. Waste, to cause to lose energy, strength, or vigor. Music Waste, Vancouver's annual independent cultural festival, accepting submissions until March 31st. The festival will run from June 7th through the 10th at venues across East Vancouver and, as always, will focus on the city's more innovative and genre-defying music. Don't forget to also mark your calendars for a fundraiser planned for April 6th at the Astoria Hotel. To submit to become a part of Music Waste, just visit musicwaste.ca.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show with your host, Matt. And this is a feature on the Go-Betweens album 16, Lover's Lane, that came out in 1988. And I'm playing for you a CD that I picked up at a record store here in Vancouver, which was released, re-released in 2004, and it's got a special bonus disc and video clips as well, one of which is Streets of Your Town, the single, lead single of the band, and that's the song you just heard there, Streets of Your Town. It's the first single, and it was the biggest chart success for the band in Australia and the UK. The band spent a lot of time in the UK, and this album was their album that they put out just after they returned from the UK back to in Sydney. So it was actually recorded between Christmas 87 and spring of 88 in and around EMI Studio 301 in Sydney. And I thought I'd read out a little bit from the booklet here. This is what Robert Forster remembers. It says, It was coming up to Christmas and we were just coming out of London, and I was back with my mum and dad in the room I'd written the first ever song in. Waking up and having breakfast made for me. Simple things like that meant a lot to me after struggling in London. Sydney was a city we'd never lived in, and it just seemed blinding. We were really making good music. The songs we were writing were very much Goodbye London, Hello Sydney. That said, you'll hear if you listen closely, of course, because the two different personalities of Robert Forster and Grant McLennan, and you'll hear it come out in the different songs on this album. Grant McLennan was in a better space himself. He was in love for the first time, I think, or a real budding romance. And, of course, the first track, Love Goes On, and a couple of the other songs there, Streets of Your Town, too, there was a Grant McLennan song, and you can really hear that optimism and brightness. The next track you're going to hear is called Clouds, and that's a Robert Forster song, and Robert was having a less of a good time relationship-wise at the time. So some of his songs lack the warmth and optimism of the Grant McLennan songs. And actually, if you listen to the whole back catalogue of the Go-Betweens, you'll definitely hear the individual styles of Forster and McLennan playing back and forth and to make really rich albums. Saying here in the liner notes, so Forster was suffering through, he says, the last period of my life when I wasn't in a relationship. Grant was singing about one thing, the songs of a man in love, and I'm feeling something different. They all go together well. You're hearing two sides of the coin there. So there you go. So this is 16 Lovers Lane, the classic album from the Go-Betweens, or one of many classics, really, of this great band from Brisbane originally. So let's go on to track 7. This is called Clouds, and as I said, it's a Robert Forster composition. So here we go. Some more Go-Betweens for you. This is from 1988 and the album 16 Lovers Lane.
With my hands and reached on high. green box paints the chapel blue. She went out with a matchstick, torched the car wash too. I don't know where she's living. All I got is a card, a picture of her at the pyramids, a knife held to her heart. Was there goodbye to her guru. She went back to her room, lost herself in voodoo. I don't say that I blame her. People don't know what they want. If you spend your life looking behind you, you don't see what's up front. Was there
if the cliffs were any closer, the water wasn't so bad. I'd die for your memory on the rocks and the sand. I'd die for you like a bird I'd descend. Deep down I'm lonely and I miss my friend. When I hear you say that we stood no chance, I'll die for your memory. We stood that chance. We stood side by side, strong and true. I just wish you'd remember. Bad times don't get you through. When I hear you say that we stood no chance, I'll die for your memory. We stood. A dream, a black and forgetful eye, like to make them clean. When I hear you say that we stood no chance, I'll die.
Walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show with your host, Matt. And here we are. We just wrapped up the feature on the Go-Betweens album, 16 Lovers Lane. Thanks so much to Red Cat Records, where I found this album. Thanks for putting it out in an obvious place where I could find it, this reissue from 2004. So that's it. That's all the tracks from the album. What an amazing treat. What an amazing pair of songwriters, Grant McLennan and Robert Forster. Beautiful, richly, emotionally resonant album, this an album to put on when you're thinking about love and all the nuances of all the feelings that come with love. A classic for sure. So that's it, the band from Brisbane. No longer with us, of course, because Grant McLennan passed away at a very young age when the band had reformed. So this was 1988. They kind of broke up. I'll let you know what happened next. This is, again, in the liner notes. So it says, it shouldn't have been the last Go-Betweens album. During the summer of 1989, Forster, the Outcast, had fallen in love and spent much of his time in a German farmhouse an hour outside of Munich with new love, Karen Baumler. By the end of summer, he returned to Sydney, a changed man with a bunch of new songs and some new ideas of where to take the band. However, John Wilstead, bassist, and drummer Lindy Morrison were, they admit, a mess, booze and family troubles sidelining them both respectively. Wilstead was sacked in August 89 and the band was on hold. By 1990, both McLennan and Forster admitted with that their hearts weren't in it. So for the next 10 years, when it was still in print, 16 Lovers Lane stood as the last ever Go-Betweens album, the last word on one of the greatest bands in the 80s, a work of cold stiletto beauty. So that's that. Okay, so I'll be right back with some more interesting music and information here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show from CITR Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And wherever you're listening, anywhere in the world. I hope you enjoyed that special there on the 16 Lovers Lane album by the Go-Betweens. A great Australian album from a great Australian band. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit now about a recent visit to Australia by Rolling Stone journalist David Fricke. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce his name. It's spelled F-R-I-C-K-E. Definitely a name that I recall. I still try to pick up Rolling Stone when I can, but he's been a long-term contributor and has someone who's got probably one of the best jobs in the world, I'd say, from reading this article. This is a transcribed speech of his visit to Australia. He spoke at the Australian Music Prize in Sydney on March 8th. And so there's a whole transcript here on the Mess and Noise website all about his recollections of following the Australian music rock and roll scene. Recounting his trips, various trips from as early as 1983 all the way up till the present, and all the amazing gigs that he saw, musicians he connected with. He's a very extremely lucky man. I can only assume how much of America he's seen and bands and people he knows there, but he has a very comprehensive understanding of Australian music from what I can read here. And actually, this is a very rich interview or a very rich speech, and it's got me thinking that in the future when I feature some of the bands that he mentions here from the past, I'm going to be able to bring out some of what he's spoken about and his own anecdotes. I'm very aware that even myself growing up in Australia, I was too young to experience a lot of these great artists that I play here. I mean, the Go-Betweens that I just played for you, I wasn't around during their heyday. I did see them in their reform time, but the sort of experiences that David Froke here is recalling it makes me quite envious. He's talking about early Midnight Oil and Rose Tattoo and Celibate Rifles and whatnot, in excess, following in excess around the United States. Anyway, yeah, so he speaks in glowing terms of Australian rock and roll, and at one point he says, "You are a nation of rogue angels." So I'm just going to read, there's a lot here, but I guess I'm just going to read one little passage, and as I said, I'll save other bits for maybe other features on bands, and I'll maybe refer to some of his anecdotes, but here's what he says. He mentions some of the current acts. So he says, "Now there are great gigs everywhere. There's something happening every night somewhere, a special band working hard to cut through the muck and the plastic in their own town or country. But there is an energy and an urgency, a drive to be heard, not just succeed, that I believe is unique to Australia and the music you make here. I recognised it right away on records and as soon as I got here. And listening to this year's AMP candidates like Adelita, the Jezebels, the Middle East, Jack Ladder and the Dreamlanders, and the great Aboriginal singer and writer Gurumul, that is still present and alive. I've had so many good times with Aussie music and now I'm in another." So that's American Rolling Stone journalist David Fryke speaking about Australian music and mentioning a few of the more recent bands. So I thought, well, why not play these bands that he mentioned? So sounds like they were candidates for the Australian Music Prize. I should do some research and find out who won that. I'm not entirely sure. I'll get back to you on that. But anyway, he mentioned Adelita, and that's an artist I've played before. The wonderful Adelita, front woman of Magic Dirt, and she's now undergoing a solo career. I'm not sure if Magic Dirt are on permanent hiatus following the death of Dean, the bass player. It was quite a tragic death. But anyway, she did put out a fantastic album just last year. And I've played a few songs before, Hot Air, and I've played Repairer. Let's play a song called Fool Around now. This is from Adelita. So recommended by David Fryke from Rolling Stone in the United States, Rolling Stone magazine. Enjoy.
Your face, it doesn't match mine. And your bright, bright snake crazed eyes. Give yourself away. Little by little, oh, let me hear you say yes. I'm here to take you to dance. So quiet together, no words ever. The stakes are high, a dying match. You're the best and that'll never change. Never thought I had a say. Your checkered red bed. The wind she brings with her. If I only had one piece, I'd bring you to it. Because mine is your reason. It's a job I have to do. It's a job I have to do. Just wanna feel.
another at all. Journey my soul over time.
This is Kim.
And we're the Presets. You're listening to CITR on 101.9. That was smooth.
Okay, and we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, nearing the end of the show, and three tracks there that were mentioned by David Frick, the Rolling Stone journalist. And again, I'm not quite sure if that's how you pronounce the name, but F-R-I-C-K-E. And he was recently in Australia and spoke at an Australian music industry function and talking about all of his experiences traveling around, interviewing Australian bands. And he mentioned a few of the more recent acts, and I just played three of them that he mentioned. So Adelita with the track Fool Again, the Jezebels with the song Tricolour, and there, the haunting track there, Cold Feet by Jack Ladder and the Dreamlanders. So they're three of the key acts in the current wave of Australian music. So we're getting towards the end of the show, so time for Canadian music. And just the other day, I popped into the Music BC office. Music BC is a non-profit that organises a lot of events, and they have workshops for musicians, and they have a little lending library. And I was always curious. I wanted to just go in and see what they're up to. And I borrowed a book from their lending library. There's a lot of cool stuff there. And they had a free compilation, a whole bunch of these sitting there. So I got the Music BC 2011 compilation, Collection of Music from British Columbia. So let's play a few tracks from this. How about we start with Hannah Georges with the song Chit Chat? And I'll also play for you the Zolas and Fanshawe. This is music from British Columbia, Canada.
What's it like for you on your own? What do you do? Do the walls talk back? Do you still do those things that you do? What you do when I'm around you? I'm around. What's it like for you when you can't sleep at night? Do you hold your breath? Do you count back from 10? Do you cry? Do you count? Do you cry? Chit chat, chit chat to yourself. Do you try and explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Convince yourself. Oh, oh. What's it like for you? Chit chat to yourself. Do you try to explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Hey, do you like to chit chat, chit chat, chit chat to yourself? Do you try to explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself?
chit chat, chit chat, chit chat. Hey, do you like to chit chat, chit chat, chit chat, chit chat? Oh, Marlena, you are something special. Please believe me when I tell you so. I'm a lion when we are one, but without you, I'm a kamikaze, I'm a high strung. I'm hanging up inside the hot sun, but think about you when I'm undone. Oh, Marlena, kamikaze, life is not fun. No, it's not fun.
You're like a ghost to me
on every corner.
You're like a ghost to me
on every man's arm. I know you're somewhere in the like a ghost to me on every corner. You're like a ghost to me on every man's arm. I know you're somewhere in the city. You're like a ghost to me.
You're like a ghost to me. You're like a ghost to me on every corner. You're like a ghost to me on every man's arm. I know you're somewhere in the city. You're like a ghost to me. You're like a ghost to me. You're like a ghost to me. You're like a ghost to me.
Hello. Any UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically.
In your arms tonight.
But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Mastercraft, DJ Headspin, the Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
It is Monday.
1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is a Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And we're very close to the end of the show. We're in the Canadian component now, and I played for you three tracks from the Music BC 2011 compilation. And you heard there Hannah Georges with Chit Chat, the Zolas with Marliana Kamikaze, and also Fanshawe with the song Strong Hips. So that's on, and you can get this for free if you also wanted to pop in to the Music BC office and lending library. They're at 425 Carroll Street, Vancouver. A nice bunch of folks in there. So we're almost out of time. I just wanted to play for you a track by Buckman Coe, who's one of the great current folk artists here in the city. He's doing a lot of touring at the moment in support of his great new album. And he's playing at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. He'll be on at 9:35 p.m. Buckman shows. So yeah, let's hear the lead off track from his brand new album.
The story of you and I begins, and it's not so far-fetched. Oh no, it's not so far-fetched. Oh. Only one moment to live. Surrender control. Will we follow where we're going? You ask about my history. What are my memories? She says I'm science fiction. I say she's fantasy, and it's not so far-fetched. Far-fetched.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC West Side area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to citr.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?